Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, there have been a lot of wonderful days. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. There was the day that Moses said, "Let my people go." There was the day that God split the deep and raised up walls of water on either side of the Israelites that they might escape the armies of Pharaoh. There was the day that our Lord took on flesh in the virgin's womb. The day he was born. The day that he went to the cross for us. The day that he rose from the dead. And there will be many amazing events, many amazing days yet to come, especially when Jesus returns and rends the heavens and raises all the dead and calls us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. There have also been a lot of tragic days. That terrible day when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That day at Meribah, when in frustration Moses presented God's gracious gift of water from solid rock, not as good news, but as an expression of his frustration and contempt for their behavior, he struck the rock as though it was his burden to take care of them. And it was that day that Jesus died. That day that our loved one died. Then there was yesterday even. Yesterday when I sinned, when you sinned, when we fell short of the glory of God. And there will likely be days in the future, and on those days we will observe again and again the tragedies of our sins and their consequences. But in one sense, all these days are very much alike. The good, the bad, the ugly, they are unchangeable. They are days of times past or days off in the future. And despite what Doctor Who and 12 Monkeys and Hot Tub Time Machine would teach us, we can't go back and change things. We can't skip ahead into the future and change things. God has not given these times to us to change things. Sometimes we forget that today is a most amazing day too. Today is God's gift to us, and it is unlike any other day, past or future, because God has given us this day to live. And he has given a purpose to us, to our existence in this very moment. And that brings us to our text for today, where the writer to the Hebrews says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." Today I stand in the presence of partakers of Christ, brothers and sisters, co-heirs with the Son of God of all things in heaven and on earth, and it is an amazing privilege and a weighty responsibility. Today we have this opportunity to exhort one another, to encourage one another. We actually have the ability to help and to make a difference. It's true that Chapel is for us a social event, but it is so much more than that to us as well. In each of us is the wicked old Adam, that old heart of sin. Because of that dreadful and unchangeable day so many years ago, all of us have proved it yesterday, in that we daily sinned much. We will prove it tomorrow if God should allow the world to continue. But today, now in this moment, we have God's word, this gracious word of life that says, you have become partakers of Christ. You are forgiven for the sake of what Jesus did. That's unchangeable. Believe it. We have the opportunity to reinforce and encourage one another to hold steadfastly to the beginning of our confidence and to the end. And what is that beginning of our confidence? Where does our faith begin but in that unchangeable character of God, in His unchangeable works, especially in the work of His Son, Jesus Christ, that unchangeable sacrifice that He made for us once for all. The unchangeable work of the Spirit in our baptisms and in this unchangeable word. Dear Lord, what grace He has for us in this very moment. But in our sinfulness, isn't it true that we tend to look everywhere else? We tend to dwell on our sins past, and in that moment, the devil and the world and our sinful flesh pronounce that we are without hope, that we are hopeless and helpless, since we can't do anything to change what we have done. Or we worry ourselves sick about the future and what it will hold. And in that moment, the devil and the world and our sinful flesh point out that we will surely fail, that our future with God is sealed with His hatred for sin, that we will surely die. But take heart, dear Christians. Forgiveness, life, and salvation are yours today. Turn away from that blather of unbelief. Look now to the Eternal One, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. He speaks now, and He has changed all of this for you and for me. He took on your history, my history, in His incarnation, and He lived without sin a perfect life that He might be the perfect sacrifice for us. What He did, you could not do. And He took on your future in the cross, on the cross, dying your death. And He rose from the dead and made you a partaker in His eternal life. And that's why this moment is so special. That's why this moment, whenever, wherever you are, this moment is filled with promise, not hopelessness. And that's why your baptism is not just a momentary thing. Moses had it wrong at Meribah. And because of his sin there, the Lord did not allow him to enter into that promised land of Canaan. It was that important for God, for you to see, written indelibly in history, that the water is life and His word is life, and that baptism does now save you through the washing of water and renewing by the Holy Spirit. This moment is special because that water from the rock of your salvation is yours. Believe it. Nothing will change that. Believe it and repent. Partake of this fount of grace and be refreshed today and point each other to it. Each moment, God gives us more opportunities to exhort each other. Today is the day. May we comfort one another with the comfort that we ourselves have received at His hand. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Almighty, eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we give you heartfelt thanks that you continually preserve and increase your holy Christian church, and that you have led us to receive the washing of the new birth to eternal life. We pray you to preserve us in the grace of our baptisms, so that we may grow in faith, walk in newness of life by the power of Christ's resurrection, and finally receive the inheritance of the saints in heaven, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins. May he strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time and even forevermore. Amen. Go in peace.